This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. I've said that already several times today because we've been in discussion for hours and hours and hours, it would seem, on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. Victoria will be back tomorrow from her vacation. Jennifer's here, and Jay is here to decide among all of us what's the most important thing going on today. You prioritize your days, lady, don't you? High achievers, it's a big skill. I think it's a very important thing. You know, you do number three, and what happened to number one and number two? Sometimes that's a question. I forget about that. What's the most important thing mean to you? Is it an activity? Is it a thought? Is it, you know, what's the, we all have in our day the most important thing. And then we have a number of other things that go with it. In your case, Jennifer, you have to start with this program. And then you do the next program, and then you run the family business. And I guess I think about it. I like having organized my thoughts around the beginning of the day and then going from there. Not sure where the day goes. And maybe that's a good thing, right? Don't you? Isn't it? Well, some people like to have their life all lined up. I don't want to be around predictability. I think it's boring. But I think you got to, you know what you have to do. Like all of us have to be ready. We're at the ready when we start doing this program, right? We have to be sort of up and at it. And then, you know, you don't know what the discussions are going to be all about. But, you know, we can sort of predict a little bit because every day there are the highlights and lowlights. They still don't have votes counted in California, Jennifer, right?
No.
Speaking of priorities.
No, they don't. Nope. We're possible. It is so ridiculous. Well, you know, my conspiracy theory head is thinking that it's just going to, I don't think that obviously Newsom survives this at all, but I think it's going to be tighter than they originally reported. I think, unfortunately, they're looking for the headline that Gavin Newsom beat this recall back by a landslide. And maybe it's not going to be the landslide that they're trying to pitch to people, so they're slow walking the count. They have 36 days, I think, in total to certify the results of the election, so they're slowly counting. On my local program, I've been trying to reach out to the Secretary of State to find out why it's taking so long, and I've been
good
told
luck.
So far that it was just the counties that haven't been counting. But if you go and look at the individual counties, their numbers are actually coming in a lot quicker than the state numbers are coming in. So
why
I don't
is
know.
This all electric? Why don't they have it 5 minutes after the poll closes?
Well, and I think in most cases it is. They had counted, from what I have heard, they counted all the early voting beforehand. They released that on election night. They called the election like 45 minutes after the polls closed because of that. So everything that was still left to be counted is the stuff that came in day of. Now, there is automatic counting. So the fact that they're just slow walking all of this, it doesn't make sense. I understand there's always going to be a percentage of people who mailed their ballots on election day, or there's going to be provisional ballots that they have to go through and research. But what the heck? it's not going to change the outcome for them. So why would they try to delay the results? It's very disappointing.
All right. So let's go to, this is what, 8 months since the January 6th takeover of America or whatever it is. So there's supposed to be
the
a big dud
that was.
Right. This past weekend was supposed to be this big thing. And I said this to you three or four times. The news media, as usual, overplayed its hand. The police were way out of control.
Nancy Pelosi put up the fence all around the Capitol and you know that the sad thing is that they were praying for people to show. Well, and a lot of them were just undercover cops. In fact, there were some funny memes going around about the people that actually showed up, and they're like, "Fed, how to say you're a Fed without saying you're a Fed?" It was like all these people that were undercover in the crowd. So there was more law enforcement and more media than there were anybody that showed up. And it's laughable. And I know the most disappointed person on the planet this morning is Nancy Pelosi, who was hoping that she could get another guy in horns to come out so she could use that to run against Republicans in 2022. It's just so stupid.
It is. It's getting tiresome, frankly. All this stuff is getting tiresome. The Emmy Awards were last night, an in-person event. You had to be vaccinated or have a negative test, COVID test, in order to get in.
Yeah, but there's some backlash that was caused by Seth Rogen. He pointed it out, at least to his credit. He said, you know, we're all sitting in this room. Why are we indoors? Why is there a roof on this building? He said, we should be sitting outdoors. Why are we trying to kill Eugene Levy? Which was kind of funny because there's a lot of hypocrisy in that room. Yeah, they all had to be vaccinated, but none of them were wearing a mask. None of them were sitting outside. So why is it okay for a group of celebrities to sit next to each other unmasked, but not a group of people like at Dodger Stadium, outdoors and in person? Mm-hmm. So it just doesn't make any sense. The hypocrisy is hitting it once again.
Hello.
Well, and Mandy Moore took a lot of heat for being there because her husband is in a band who's on tour right now, who they had to cancel a few shows because some of the band members and some of the crew tested positive for COVID. No word if her husband was one of those people. But she got flack for being there, even though her husband is on the other side of the country. She hasn't been with her husband.
Yeah.
So there's been
more
no cross-contamination
Facebook
there.
Crap. Stuff on social media.
People just want something to be mad
over. That's all. Go get mad at, be angry.
Figure out your own life. Get mad about things in your own life.
No, get a life. Never mind. What do you want to be angry all the time for? What kind of a life is that? Oof. Robert Durst. Remember the guy who killed his best friend's mother or something? What did he do? He killed his wife, didn't he?
He killed a lot of people, allegedly.
Apparently. Right.
And what was it? The Jinx was the HBO special, and they were following his case, and he didn't know he was wired, and he went to the bathroom, and he was such a creeper. He was, like, whispering under his breath about how he did it when he was by himself. Like, he just couldn't keep it inside. And he was sitting before a jury this week in Los Angeles, and on Friday they came back with a guilty verdict over the death of his best friend.
Lovely.
He's still got more cases, though. I mean, he's linked to things all over the country.
Have we figured out who was killed in the drone strike in Afghanistan? They're supposed to be bumping off some ISIS people, right?
Apparently they knew that they hadn't killed ISIS, but they came out and said that they killed ISIS, and now it turns out they killed an aid worker and about 10 kids. So there you have it.
Hmm. And who's this woman?
Who's running things? Oh, that's a great question. Who the heck knows?
No.
Because the thing is that we should have some real issues. Forget the politics for a second. But if the intelligence was that the Afghan army was going to hold, if the intelligence was that they were taking out ISIS and not some innocent kids, then who the hell is running intelligence? Like, why don't we figure out that? Because maybe we need to figure out how we're getting it so wrong over and over and over and over again.
You'd think they'd be looking in a mirror.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, so who is this California woman who's pregnant, who's beaten by the Taliban? Why was she there?
There were a lot of Californians in Afghanistan because there was a group from San Diego. Apparently, I didn't realize this, but San Diego County has a large settlement of Afghans. And so there was a large group of them, kids included, that went to Afghanistan because they thought it was going to be the last chance for them to see their parents because they kind of saw the writing on the wall. Mm-hmm. And I guess one of the people who got left behind, and there were many of them, they had to start evacuating them and finally got most of them out. Some of them are back in school now. But Daryl Issa, who's the congressman from this area, said that a woman who was left behind, she was pregnant at the time, was finally able to get out of the country. When she got back, she apparently told the story of getting beaten and harassed by the Taliban while she was there. They kicked her in the stomach as a pregnant woman. Not a great thing. And the stories about the Taliban going door-to-door and looking for Western allies, they still continue. The National Review had a big story this morning about the Taliban and how they're kind of hunting down those that they think were defectors. So
they also are closing school to female students.
Yeah,
if you want to find a female student in Afghanistan, you'll have a hard time. They just shut down school. No more school for girls.
I just feel bad. For 20 years, girls knew in that country that they could at least get school and education and things were easier for them. And those same girls have known only that lifestyle, and now they're going to be going back to the lifestyle that their parents knew, that their grandparents knew. It's unfortunate.
Hey, here's some good news. Beto O'Rourke is back. You remember him?
Of course.
going to run for governor of Texas?
He was born to do it, according to the cover of Vanity Fair. Remember when he was going
to run for president? I thought he was born to be president. Wait a minute. Huh? What happened?
Whoops. Yeah, it didn't work out.
Yeah. Why would somebody like that be a high-profile candidate? What is there about him, other than him, that makes him attractive? What is there that
people... Well, I think anti-gun people love him because he's so fiercely anti-gun. And a lot of pro-Second Amendment gun people love to hate him because he is so anti-gun. So I think that's why. He's very polarizing.
Mm-hmm.
He got the headlines because they said he came close beating Ted Cruz in a Senate race. But, I mean, 3 percentage points, yeah, it's close. But it's not like it was a nail-biter. He still lost by thousands of votes.
I remember somebody telling me when I was a youngster, close doesn't count in anything except,
right.
I've forgotten what it
was. This is kind of the argument with California. This is why it's so frustrating that they won't give us the vote total. Like, just give us the real one. We know he's not going to be recalled. Nothing's going to change here. So just let us see what the vote totals are. It's ridiculous.
Yep, it sure is. How is Larry doing, by the way? You're in touch with Larry.
I'm going to talk to him today. I have not talked to him. My dad has talked to him last week, but he's just taking some time to recoup. I mean, the guy was really burning it at both ends.
Of course.
So I think he's going to get back and functional again today, from what I hear, and he's going to start doing some media, and he'll talk about what's next. So.
Well, he's invited to come here and have a chat anytime he would like. A good thing. Speaking of chats, the Christmas season. It's quickly approaching, and this year becomes apparent to all of us as the time goes quicker and quicker that it's closer and closer. And so I'm not being facetious here. One of the things we were talking about on the most recent DGV download was Christmas, Thanksgiving, what's going on. We also have a focus on Jeopardy. It seems like we talk about Jeopardy every other day here.
Because they have new hosts every other day.
I know, it would seem. Exactly right. And then why Patrick Dempsey's exit from Grey's Anatomy was less McDreamy and more McDrama. That's part of the podcast. You can download it today at djvshow.com. Every day you can get it. I mean, listen, the program is it goes around and around, full show all day, every day at djvshow.com. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, mypillow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old
and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Twenty-three after the hour on the DJV program, our portfolio of conversation focuses on that which is trending. Most of the things we talk about is trending one way or another. Excuse me, plural, are trending in one way or another. And then we dig around and find the things that are attached to personalities like Chris Rock. What's wrong with him? Because there is something wrong with him. We'll find out what's wrong with him after this.
You will solve the great mystery.
Streaming only on Peacock.
This is Robert Langdon. The suspect called him.
I teach symbology. He wants me to locate an ancient portal buried within the Capitol.
From the author of The Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons.
It's your dad. The people who took him want me to find the piece of a very old puzzle.
And executive producers Ron Howard and Brian Grazer.
We have to finish this or my dad is dead.
Dan Brown's The Lost Symbol. Streaming now with new episodes every Thursday. Only on Peacock.
The pitch is moving up a day.
Antonio's Animation Studio needs a 3D designer today.
What are we going to do?
Someone who's as artistic as they are organized.
How are we going to get all this done? What about the production schedule?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, here we are with the latest from the COVID trap, if you will. So Chris Rock, apparently, Jay, has tested positive for COVID. Has he had shots?
Yes. He's been very vocal through the whole pandemic about urging people to wear masks once vaccines were available, getting their shots. He is vaccinated. And he's urging his followers to get vaccinated if they haven't already, saying that it's less about other people around you and more about protecting yourself. He said that even though he's vaccinated, his symptoms are more on the severe side and he doesn't even want to know what they might be like if he was not vaccinated.
All right. Well, there's another person to underscore. Yep. Get vaccinated was his tweet.
Well, and he also pointed out that back in May 2020, so over a year ago, how it's so sad that our health has become so political and it's almost a status symbol whether or not you're wearing a mask. It's more of a status symbol to not be wearing a mask than it is to wear a mask.
Kind of silly, for sure. It's up to its individual freedom discussion, but how, you know, why, I guess I just don't get it. Honestly, I don't get what it is that is so troubling for some people. They're making a statement. I get it, but Why criticize or make fun of other people who do wear it? That's the thing that I find distressing.
Yeah, if what is it? Better safe than sorry, or erring on the side of caution?
Yeah.
What's wrong with erring on the side of caution?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but then you and I aren't everybody, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, Mary-Kate Olsen, one of the Olsen twins. These kids, as they were growing up, it's interesting to see where they are now. I remember them in some movies as youngsters. They were cute, and they grew up to be kind of, they had some kind of a fashion thing. Every time you saw them, they had a butt in their mouth, and they were like skinny as a rail. Now this Mary-Kate has become an equestrian, huh?
Yes, well, riding horses is something that she's always done. She has said, she's been very vocal about it, gave her own identity. She was a baby when she was tied with her twin sister, Ashley. They were Michelle Tanner on Full House, and they had a slew of their own movies and everything. Then they went in to become fashion moguls together, where being an equestrian was giving her own thing. And so this is her second time being part of the Longines Global Champions Tour. She was in it in 2019 when it was in Spain. I don't think she really placed in that one. This tour, it's the top 30 riders in the world, pretty much. And
yeah,
she came in third for
are
her
jumpers. Are they
100
jumpers, or are they, what is the specialty?
Yeah, her sport was jumping, and she came in third.
100 jumper, yeah, okay. That does take some skill and strength, for sure.
A lot
28.
Of
Yeah, 28 after the hour on the DJV program. Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, fall style.
Wait, wasn't it just June, right?
So I went to Kohl's.
Of course you did.
I got a cute Cara Santana for a Nine West sweater for 25% off and a great pair of Vans.
Love Vans.
And saved 25% on a Champion hoodie for my husband.
Ooh, sounds cozy.
You should go. You'll get 15% off or 15, 20, or even 30% off with a Kohl's card.
BRB.
Select styles off.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The swell of an estimated 13,000 Haitian refugees trying to get into the United States from Mexico has created a nightmare at the Del Rio, Texas border crossing. Officials had to shut down the border over the weekend. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz on Sunday.
We're working around the clock to expeditiously move migrants out of the heat elements and from underneath this bridge to our processing facilities in order to quickly process and remove individuals.
The United States flew Haitians camped in a Texas border town back to their homeland Sunday and try blocking others from crossing the border from Mexico. But without a wall, their job is much harder. The case of missing Gabby Petito took a tragic turn Sunday when police found human remains during their search for her. The FBI is confident it is Gabby, but are waiting for forensics to confirm. The body was found in Teton County, Wyoming. An autopsy is scheduled for Tuesday. The boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, has gone missing. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Doctors should be able to practice medicine based on what's best for their patients, and the U.S. government should be educating people. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry on Newsmax TV is one of 27 Republican Attorney Generals vowing to fight President Biden's vaccine mandate.
Well, it probably started when the president said it's not about freedom, and it should be all about freedom. You know, what's ironic is that, you know, for decades now, we've heard that the Democratic Party was a party that was going to unite America. They told all of the citizens, American citizens out there, you need elect us because we're here to unite everyone. And since COVID, all they've done is divided America. And this mandate that the president is aspiring to is nothing but a divisive policy.
Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita says too many politicians are making medical decisions, and the FDA striking down Pfizer booster shots is a prime example.
Yeah, thankfully. Because there are a lot of questions here. And this is what happens when you have a group of people who know nothing in their lives but politics. This is, they're one-dimensional, and so this is the only way they know how to think. It's really a clown show, and it's really sad, and I think we're going to win the day because we have a lot of leaders like Jeff Landry, who and the 23 other attorneys general I signed this letter with, who think beyond politics, who think in the best interest of the country, who know intuitively that individuals and their families can take better care of themselves and how to make better decisions for themselves than any federal bureaucrat.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It was interesting that Lorne Michaels honored Norm Macdonald at the Emmys. That was appropriate. The DJV program with appropriate conversation. Victoria and Jennifer to stage left. Jay is here. Doug is here. Among reports of homelessness and food insecurity, 25,000 employees have sued Disneyland, Jay, because they want more money. Disney, one of the cheapest, one of the worst companies. You know, we all have this dream. If Walt Disney were around today, it wouldn't
yes,
be
the happiest place on earth.
Oh, baloney. They sell and sell and sell. The thing is, they make a lot of money for the stockholders. That's what they're supposed to be doing, apparently. That's the priority. There are a lot of people who have been interviewed. One of the cast members, a guy named Gabriel Saraceno, was interviewed. He's worked at Disney in the hotel at Disneyland for 15 years. What he does is help guests and that sort of thing. He's been on minimum wage, and, you know, he gets supplementation from tips. I think you make a deal if, in fact, you want to work at some place, you work under the conditions that they offer you, or you get a job somewhere else. I fault Disney because they're such a rich company, they could be paying better, but then somebody in the office would say, well, we're a rich company because we don't, quote-unquote, overpay our employees. And again, you can go work somewhere else if you don't want to, but anyway, there are 25,000. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, what I would like to see, especially with like Disney, Disneyland, Disney World, their employees, if you're, they should be making more than minimum wage, point blank. But what I would like to see, if that's not the case, then house them. House them and give them food allowances, and then that way their minimum wage can go towards saving to buy their own house, go get another job. Because most people who work for Disney, whether it's the land or the world, it's never... Or maybe it's more so just in the parks, less in the resorts, but it's usually a job for now. It's not their career plan. It's not their career path.
11% of the people that work for Disney are homeless.
That should not be happening. That's ridiculous. And I hate to use the word should, but this cannot be happening.
Not to be. There are a lot of people who are very supportive of these folks, a lot of actors and actresses, and yet, well, I don't know, it's not, I don't cast aspersions on people who have made it. What they do with their money and what they do with their life is up to them. It's none of their business. But it's nice when you hear about people who help other people, that's all. So here we go. The SpaceX crew returning to Earth, splashing down in the Atlantic Ocean on Saturday. Just a very cool, calm group. And it's just, when you look at all the details here, this fellow who is the St. Jude physician assistant, who...
a woman, 29-year-old Haley.
Oh, is she? I thought it was a man for some reason. Oh, Haley, okay.
Yes, she was the St. Jude physician. Sure, she is the St. Jude physician assistant who was also treated at the same hospital with bone cancer when she was 9 years old, nine years old.
Right. Apparently, Tom Cruise called them.
Yeah, because he was busy. He was busy filming Mission Impossible 7, parachuting onto hiking trails, and calling up to SpaceX.
Mm-hmm. How do you get the number for SpaceX? I'd like to call myself, right?
We should be able to make that known for everybody. Everybody can call.
I once did talk to astronauts in the space. I forget what was it, whether it was the International Space Station or was on a mission. But I connected with, because I've had over the years lots of great connections with NASA, and I've been a great supporter of what they do there. And I know that at one point in time I talked to the director of NASA and I said, I'd like to talk to, and they would do from time to time conversations on radio programs like this. It was very cool. Went on like 15 minutes. And it's been a long time. I would say it was probably at least 15 years ago, maybe longer than that, when I had the conversation with them. But it was just fun.
So cool. Yeah, well, and speaking of the International Space Station, these people, these four, they went, 100 miles past the space station. That shows you how high up there they were.
Yeah, higher.
This is not Richard Branson's deal.
No, they were higher, and they were going, I guess they went just as fast. So anyway, you're in charge of what might be considered gossip, the DJV social media spectrum, and I noticed that there is a suggestion. Lindsey Buckingham's getting a lot of attention these days, and one of the things he's saying is that Stevie is still in love with him. Is that his dream?
He wishes. Yeah, I said he wishes.
Did you wonder sometimes about some of these people and why? You know, I was looking at some of the reviews of the Emmys last night, what people were wearing and why this person didn't win. And, you know, there were a bunch of people who were supporting those who didn't win, who didn't get a trophy. There are always winners and losers. Are these sore losers, some of these people? I see Jason Alexander was in a party, Scott Bakula, Zoe Deschanel, Cedric the Entertainer. So what?
Yeah, that was just a little skit that they did where it's like, well, where's Miami? And I think it was just all kind of fun and games. For the most part, there has to be disappointment whenever you don't win. But like they always say that cliche of, oh, it's just an honor to be nominated. It probably is an honor to be nominated.
Yeah.
And it is probably disappointing if you don't win, but I don't think it's as, I don't think many people feel as shunned or angry in a sense, unless maybe they've been nominated over and over and over again, like Leo DiCaprio and the Oscars, where he was nominated over and over and over again and then finally won one, where it's like, wait a second, what else do I have to do? Do I have to jump out of a plane? Hold on to a plane while it takes off?
Maybe that's a good idea. It might work. The I'm looking at the overview of news from the COVID-19 Vaccine Watch. News today is that it's safe for young children. It generates an immune response in young children. So I want to know what the definition is of young children. You have a young child that's about a year and a half old, right?
Yeah, he's 15 months. My husband has COVID right now, and so I've been Googling, and I got tested. I tested negative, but I am concerned for Mac, who he's fine right now, and I've tried to ask Dr. Google about what symptoms to be on the lookout for, and there's not even anything under the age of 3 years old.
No. This report suggests Pfizer says that COVID-19 vaccine would be safe for children age 5 to 11. I think right now it's not given to children under 12, is it not? Or whatever the reason?
No, I think 12 was the cutoff. So they're calling, 5 to 11. Well, that makes sense. I don't think of that as young children. I think that's just children.
No, I think you have a young child.
Yeah, I have a young child.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why. Well, I guess maybe they just have to still do more testing. But like the flu shot, Mac has had the flu shot. And it wasn't a single dose. They gave him one dose, and then 2 weeks later they gave him the other dose. They had to split it up because of his age. So why not do something like this for the COVID vaccine?
I think after we got off the air last Friday, there was an advisory panel to the FDA that rejected recommending boosters to all recipients of Pfizer. And I am one of those that's over 65, so apparently I'm at high risk. And so I'm okay to get the booster. But the cutoff was 65, apparently. Some questioned why the age cutoff wasn't lowered to 60. And I don't see, it becomes silly, I guess is the right word. I'm in better health than most people who are half my age. I'm going to get the other shot, although I will tell you that some of the things that we talked about earlier, Jay, some of this, the report from England, about advising people not to take the vaccine, stop, because there are things that are being found about what it'll do to your blood vessels and other things in your body. You know, those things contribute to the confusion over, yes, take it, no, don't. And what is there that people gain? I guess I've been an advocate of getting the shots because I think it makes good sense for a lot of different reasons. Nobody that's in my circle that isn't getting the shots is critical of me because we all are making up our own minds. They think that I'm doing something that'll hurt me later on down the road. I'm thinking about the now. I'm not looking down the road. I'm thinking about the now. And the now is that my son's wife is going to have a baby in about a month and a half, and I'll be there, and I want to be safe, and I want to be... But I want to be responsible for them. They want to be comfortable having people around that are testing negative or have had the shots. And I get that. Why would you want to expose your baby to something that you don't have to expose them to if you can, do the most you can? You can't predict what every circumstance is going to be, but on the other side, you can do as much, you can do a lot to make things safer. Right?
Oh, of course. And my take is that the vaccine is more for yourself because it's not going to exactly stop you from getting COVID, but it'll stop you from having the horrific symptoms potential if you didn't have the vaccine. As far as protecting other people that you're around, I think that's where the mask is still very important, and that message is getting lost. We're not just wearing our mask to keep ourselves from getting COVID. It's to stop spreading it if we do unknowingly have it.
Relationships. Between France and the U.S., apparently not too good at the moment.
A bummer.
The whole business about selling Australia submarines, the French were going to sell $60 billion worth of submarines, and somehow we got in the way of that. So now the United States is going to deliver these submarines. Some of them are used and some of them are new. And then not only is Australia involved in this rhubarb, France is involved in this rhubarb, and of course you can figure the Chinese are not happy. This is an outrage, they say. And so, I don't know, the British were trying to help the Americans, and they're the ones, because Australia is a British colony, and they pay more attention still to what the Brits say than pretty much anybody else. Anyway, okay, moving over to Israel, a hit team used a souped-up machine gun. Did you see a picture of this thing?
This is ridiculous.
To kill this nuclear scientist that worked for the Iranians. The gun was shot more than 1,000 miles away from where this guy was. Huh? Who even knew there was a gun like this? The shot, and how did they know where this guy was, and how did they aim? I don't even begin to understand this, do you?
No, I kind of feel like people, they just don't care. Like, oh, we think he's here, it doesn't matter who else is around. This is our goal, and we don't care about the casualties.
It's the kinds of things that are, listen, leave me on the farm. I want to be around my cows, my goats, all the chickens and stuff. Forget about all this other stuff. There's so many unconventional weapons like this gun. Now, having said that about goats, there are some goats that eat brush and grass, and they are being used now to prevent wildfires. You know how we talked about the Californians who are not doing a good job, PG&E in the state, not doing a good job of keeping areas around the electric wires clean, so fires develop all the... So apparently there have been some California farmers who've hired out their goats so that they can clean up these areas that either have had fires on them or are susceptible to having fires. Because goats, I can tell you, I got a dozen goats on the farm. They'll eat anything and everything.
Yeah, great. If there's nothing to burn, nothing will burn. Have the goats do their thing.
Yep,
that's brilliant.
Right. They're fun. Goats, I've learned, I never paid much attention to goats. And then we got them a couple of years ago on the farm because one of the kids had worked with them. And they're the friendliest, funniest little buggers. And they're very smart. Very smart. They have lots of fun. And they bring lots of fun to people. So I'm not saying everybody needs to have a goat. It's not like having a dog. But they are kind of cool. 48 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
53 after the hour now here on the DJV program. Time for us to check in to find out over the weekend what entertained you. If you went to the movies, were you with the masses? Chucker's got box office totals coming up right after this.
I'm Jasmine Guignard. You might think that cramping, tingling, or weakness in your leg is a sign of aging or neuropathy, but it could be peripheral artery disease, or PAD, which needs to be treated right away. Dr. Felucio Faccariti, American Heart Association volunteer medical expert.
With PAD, blood flow is blocked, and your legs or feet aren't getting the oxygen they need. If caught in time, the right doctor can help you. But unfortunately, PAD often gets missed until it's too late, especially for black people and people who live in the South or rural communities.
If PAD goes unchecked, it can cause wounds that won't heal or leg amputation. People with PAD are also 6 times more likely to have a heart attack or stroke.
Early detection is key, so know your risk factors like diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or nicotine use, and screen often.
If you have trouble with your feet or legs, talk to a doctor about PAD. Learn more at heart.org/PAD.
All right, Chucker, here we go. On Monday, the 20th of September, the big headlines from the weekend and also certainly memories of the past. I recognize this theme. Most people recognize the theme, right? Don't we recognize this theme?
I would think so. That is the theme to ER, which premiered This Day in TV History, September 19, 1994. Doug, that is when network TV was a big deal, highly hyped. Premiere because Michael Crichton, who was the author of Jurassic Park, was one of the creators. Steven Spielberg was one of the executive producers.
Yeah.
George Clooney, Noah Wiley, Anthony Edwards, Eric LaSalle, Julianna Margulies had a great cast. One of my all-time favorite shows ran from 94 until 2009, 331 episodes. You know, George Clooney really, I still think it's George Clooney's best work, but it made him what he is today. That show really elevated him. Having said that, I always felt, and as much as I like Noah Wiley on that show also, I always felt the show belonged to Anthony Edwards, as Dr. Green. I thought he was the heart and soul of that show. And when he left, the last episode is called Orion in the Sky, one of my all-time favorite TBS episodes, his last day in the ER. I thought that was a great piece of television, very, very emotional.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Did you, the Emmys last night, lots of television focus. A lot of these people that were big movie stars have now become big TV stars. You were talking about network television and that show. There are a lot of premieres that start this week, next week, on CBS, NBC, ABC. I'm looking forward to them because I still like to watch network television. Do I watch things that are on streaming services? Yeah. But I'd rather watch some of the shows that I've become used to and that I like Blue Bloods and the Chicago shows. None of them win Emmys, though. And is it just because there's such a huge prejudice? I thought it was neat that Mayor of Easttown won and Ted Lasso and The Crown. But, you know, after that, there were a lot of people that I never had seen before, and it seemed that these award shows are all becoming somewhat irrelevant. I think that's my point.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I would think the Oscars have never been more irrelevant. And, going forward, it's going to be interesting to see how a lot of this stuff plays out. But, yeah, a lot of stuff that gets the Emmys, they look for a little edge or a little quirk or something a little different, and they seem to acknowledge that stuff. Shows like Blue Bloods or Chicago Fire, they're really well done but fairly simplistic in terms of creativity, at least in the minds of some of these Emmy voters. But, they're very popular, and that doesn't discredit the fact that they are still very good shows. In terms of box office, Shang-Chi, The Legend of the Ten Rings, number one again for the third straight weekend, $21 million in business, $176 million in 3 weeks. That's very, very solid and good news for the industry. Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds dropped off just 6% week to week, 5.2, $108 million in 5 weeks, done well. Clint Eastwood's new film, Cry Macho, $4.5 million. It's somewhat weak. It's on 3,600 screens. It's also day-to-day with HBO Max. It's interesting because The Mule Dog, which came out, I think, 3 years ago, opened to like $12 million and wound up doing $105 total domestically. That's not going to be match anything close to that. Candyman, a horror film, $3.5 million, $53 million in 4 weeks, and another horror film, Malignant, $2.6 million, just $9.8 million in 10 days. Of release. One other box office, The Eyes of Tammy Faye came in ninth, $675,000 on 1,500 screens, so that didn't draw a lot of interest. That's what's called Oscar bait, a more adult-oriented fare. It appears that adult-oriented stuff is going to struggle at the box office, like Cry Macho, and the more generic mainstream stuff has a much better chance in this environment.
All right, Chugger, thank you. 59 past the hour.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.